Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Guest Liners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Guest Liner Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. And coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in Mobile, Alabama. So glad to have you with us this morning. The big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland, is on assignment today, and all his other professional broadcast friends were busy too, so he went to the bottom of the barrel, and here I am. Glad to be with you. My name is Randy Bergen, along with my co-host and the co-host of the Prep Sports Report, my good friend, and a guy that I see eye to eye with, Coach Mark Lassiter. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm perfect. How you doing, buddy? Russ? Wood, we are so glad to have number 89 in this
house.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, I left the door open, okay? I left the door open, and you see what walked in,
yes.
All right? And this is the only friend that I have, Coach, that that we call him by his number and not his name. His mom always said, number 89 in your program, always number one in your heart, Russ Wood. So, Russ, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. Just don't tell my wife. Y'all can talk about 89.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is more true than you know. Oh, my goodness. We are going to have a lot of fun. I say the big guy Coach is out today. They're in Pensacola for a tennis match. We'll tell you a little about that coming up. But, boy, we have got a lineup for you today. I'm telling you, we have got a lineup. All right. In our next segment, we're going to be talking with Benjamin Russell, head baseball coach, Richie Brooks. A lot of baseball going on.
Oh, a lot of baseball. Baseball's fixing to get in really high gear. All across this state. We're going to talk to Richie up in that area. He's going to tell us a little bit about Benjamin Russell and some of the things going on in that area of baseball. And that should be a lot of fun. And while we're on Benjamin Russell and Lake Martin, I just got to tell you, okay, you guys know how much I love Lake Martin.
Right.
I love that lake. Well, this week, somehow, my oldest son took my car with the boat and my wife. And they took off to Lake Martin.
Coach.
And they're up there on Lake Martin this weekend. I hope you're having a great time.
They're jumping off Chimney Rock.
I'll tell you, they're up there having a big time, and that's just a great lake. And all the folks in that area know how much I love that area of our state.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but last time that happened to me, there was a note on my table whenever
Yep.
I think
she went up there with some old high school cronies, and Brooks is up there fishing. So.
Oh, good, man.
That's awesome.
I love Lake Martin.
Oh, man, beautiful lake.
And hello to all the folks up at Lake Martin listening to us on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3,
right.
Man. Glad to have y'all on board with us as well. Hey, bottom of the hour, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life. He is a Southern Alabama FCA area director. Dennis Hayford is going to be on. We're going to talk a lot about – there's a big golf tournament coming up, but he's going to talk a little bit about the huddles and everything they do with high schools and colleges around here with the FCA. Great guy. I've got a story that I'm going to share with you about Dennis, and one of the great motivating speakers as well.
You know, Randy, I'm going to be honest with you. There needs to be more information put out in our high schools and across our country.
That's right.
About FCA. And less about all the mess we hear.
That's right.
And so we can start really teach. The principles that were laid down by FCA many, many, many years ago are still hold true today. You know, and they still tell you to follow in the steps of our Lord and Savior. And that, to me, has been lost throughout our society. And I hope we can find it. And Dennis and his group, man, they do a fantastic job.
You know, and it seems like now, whenever you have administrators just kind of leaning that way, talking just a little bit that way, all of a sudden they get put on suspension, they get fired, stuff like that. Got to stop this little culture going on right now.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it started a long time ago when they took, I don't know what they.
But, you know, the High School Association, for FCA to meet in public schools, they have to meet off hours, you know, before. You know, we used to do it at lunch at some schools, and then they made us go, you know, before class or after school or before school. But, one of the neat things about FCA is a lot of those athletes might not have a home, you know, of knowing Christ. And a lot of them, the only time they ever get introduced to Jesus Christ is through FCA, through their sports affiliate. And, Fellowship of Christian Athletes do a great, great job of reaching kids and they can reach their parents sometimes.
Absolutely, and I think that's essential in our in high school athletics today.
No, there's absolutely no question about it. All right, now look, let me just say this before Jake Coker is going to be on with us at 8:45. We're going to be talking about a golf tournament coming up. I promise this is not my golf show on Sundays. All right, we'll talk about the golf show on Sundays, but we're going to be talking about the Alabama A Club Classic is going to be. Will be happening this week on Thursday, and Jake's going to tell us all about that. I think there's some available spots, so it'll be good to talk with him. We'll talk some football with him as well. In the next hour, all right, I'm telling you, this is an all-star lineup, okay? Next hour, guess what we're going to be talking about? We're going to talk some more golf.
Golf? What?
No, we'll do it with PGA head golf professional, Wind Lakes Golf and Country Club in Montgomery, Steve Cutler. He'll be on to talk about high school golf, and they've got a big tournament. Coach, I know you're involved with that as the coach at Bayside Golf.
Yeah, we got a big tournament coming up in Montgomery at Wind Lakes Country Club. It's called the Blue Gray Classic and Invitational, and it's just a great tournament that we go to every year. I think they put it on, I can't remember how many years. Of course, I can't remember anything. It was like 20-something years they've been putting this tournament on.
Right.
And some of the best teams in the state play in it. And it's a great tournament. We have a big meal on Monday night, and I'll let Steve tell us all about
sure.
that. But there'll be a speaker who comes in and talks, and again, talks about all the good things we want kids to hear today.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Bottom of the second hour, Kevin Moeller, Vice President and Director of Marketing for the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center in Daphne. Big golf tournament coming up in April. He's going to tell us about that. And here's the deal. We're talking a lot of golf, all right, because these golf tournaments go to some great, great efforts, and this is certainly one that we are a part of. We want to talk with Kevin about it. And if you've ever been to the Autism Center over in Daphne, it is a very, very special place. But he'll tell us all about that as well. So we're going to talk a lot of golf. We're going to talk some tennis. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk football. This is called the Prep Sports Report, right?
That's
so we
got
to cover it all up, right?
We can cover them all.
That's what we're going to do. A little bad news. A little bad and sad news. And Russ, I know this person you know very well. Former Senior Bowl president and CEO Steve Hale dies. Game officials confirmed on Friday he was 64, all right? And Hale died suddenly of an undisclosed causes in his hometown of Columbus, Georgia, to where he had returned since leaving the Senior Bowl in 2012. He'd been working for a sports management agency in recent years. I didn't know if you knew the news.
I did not. My senior year, he came in. He was my position coach and, worked with him at the Senior Bowl when he came down here. Helped him get kind of on his feet and everything. Did not know that. Then that happened this
Friday. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. No, I did not know that. I didn't either. But, yeah, Coach Hale was in 1982. He came in and was our outside linebacker, defensive ends, whatever they called us back then. But, dang,
yeah.
I did not know that.
He was a Senior Bowl director there from 1994 to 2012. Yeah. And I think, 19 Senior Bowls. He directed 17 of those were sellouts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yep, he did.
So a little sad news.
And then I think he went over to Mississippi after that. Okay. Are you pointing at me, Randy?
I'm pointing at you. Get closer to the microphone. football players.
Hey, I made the last tackle without a helmet on. What's your excuse?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. No, we're going to have a big time today. Lot going on. Hey, Coach, it's always good to see you, and I mean that. And we're excited. We've got some good news. We're going to be working on a new studio coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we really are, and there's some folks over there that are near and dear to my heart that are helping us out get set up over there at Sandy Wise and Wise Living and Laura Norton over there at Wise Living Real Estate in Fairhope, and just great people and really, really good friends of ours. And we just appreciate them trying to help us get set up and kind of keep us from running all over. We seem like we get on Saturday mornings and we hit the ground. I'll never forget that morning coming back from Gordo.
Oh, my goodness.
That night. And it was like we got back at like 2-3 o'clock. That's when we got back to Bayside. Then I got home, and my head hit the pillow, and I turned over, and the alarm went off, and it was 6. And drove back to Mobile for the show.
Are you talking about when we went up there and played them and we weren't supposed to win? That got us to the to the championship game.
When Ben Davis was on.
That's
the
exactly right. I'm going to tell you what that was one of one of the most fun games that I have ever called. Okay, and Russ, you were, did you go?
I was there.
You were there. That's
cause,
right.
Because Randy, I was doing the field for Bayside, and and I would go and introduce or find out who the referees were. And when we were on the field that night, of course they had Ben Davis, they had three other Division I really good kids, and they already had signs up. We're going to state, remember? And one of their coaches asked me, said, when they looked at the Bayside kids, he said, is that the JV? Where's the varsity? And after the game, Coach, I had to do the right thing. I bit my lip. I saw that same coach.
All right, Russ.
And I know. And I said, how about that JV? And that's all I said. I walked
away.
You
don't want to play our
ball. Hey, we're going to take our first time out of the hour. Benjamin Russell, head baseball coach, Richie Brooks. He's up next right here on the Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Man, that's some good stuff right there. Love me some Steely Dan. Love me some Steely Dan. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lantern Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. I'm Randy Bergen, sitting in for the big guy. Coach Rick Cleland is on assignment. Actually, he is in Pensacola getting set for a tennis match that we'll talk about coming up in just a few moments. But, of course, joined by the co-host of this show, Coach Mark Lassiter. And I'm sorry, Coach. We left the door open. We had a little food. And here comes Big 89, Russ Wood, sitting in with us as well. So, Russ, glad you're here, brother.
Well, somebody's got to have your back, Randy.
That's right.
Because you surely can't shoot to the trash can.
Oh, my goodness. I was just off about 10 feet. Wasn't bad at all. Hey, let's welcome to the Press Sports Report Benjamin Russell, head baseball coach, Richie Brooks. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Hey, doing well.
Coach, how are you this morning, buddy? Man, it's good to hear your voice and talk to you. Hope all your family is well.
They are. Everybody's doing great.
And so you told me today you're going to go watch a little baseball. I was watching your son pitch today.
Yeah, my youngest son pitches at Southern Union, and he's starting the second game of their conference doubleheader today, and I'll get to go see him play.
That's what happens when you're head coach. You can fix that schedule. Is that right?
That's right. That's when you play on Friday. We played two yesterday, so we don't play today, so I'll get to go watch him pitch.
Coach, I got to tell you, that Southern Union, now it's kind of out there a little bit, but they have got a fantastic baseball field, and that gymnasium in there is fantastic as well.
Yeah, I was really blown away by their facilities when we visited and got to look around at there at Wadley is only like 25, 30 minutes from Alexander City, but we didn't get there a lot, and I was unaware that they had all that, but it's really nice.
Hey, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your ball team this year, how y'all are doing, and kind of like what you we're just – I know we're kind of really just getting started, but kind of tell us about how your baseball team looks this year.
Well, we're a young, inexperienced team, even though we have seven seniors. They're a group that only a couple of them got to play. We had a large group last year. We had nine seniors last year in the year where we didn't get to finish it, and they did the majority of the playing. And – so only a couple of them really got some serious playing time. So we're kind of going through some growing pains right now, learning how to compete and learning how to play. We're playing some younger kids, too. We had three freshmen and a sophomore got on the field for us last night, and that's kind of been the way it is this year. So we're young.
Tell us a little bit about, in your area up there, some of the teams that are pretty strong and some of the players, that may be getting recruited or looked at that you may have to face or see for somebody that you really should, we should take notice of.
Yeah. It last year being the way it ended and really not having the typical summer that we had, I didn't get the opportunity to see a whole lot of players last summer like I normally do when I see it showcases and various events that we have throughout the state. But I know that, up in our area right now, of course, Auburn High School and Central Phoenix City High School in 7A rank, they're loaded for bear. Both those have really good talent, really good, well-coached teams with Coach Kehoe and Coach Simo. And they're always going to be in the mix of things. I feel like both of those will be in the mix of the 7A title. We faced Chelsea a couple of weeks ago, but there coached by one of my former players, Mike Stallings, and they always are very competitive, always good. They have a left-handed pitcher that's committed to Alabama, Connor Ball, and we've seen him the last couple of years, and he's very good. He is a really good pitcher. We faced Chillicothe a couple of times. They're just getting some guys back from basketball, so I'm sure Coach Bell will pull them together, you know, as they go on and get a little bit more experience. And that's the big thing with everybody right now, Mark. We had a whole week where we got washed out. You know,
right.
it got rain and cold, and nobody got to play for over a week. Not only are you not playing, but you're not practicing.
Right.
Because even if you've got a place to go indoors, which we also were at the end of wrestling and basketball, you know, it's just been kind of an unusual year. While we're grateful to get to play, we also had basketball pushed back into baseball season and wrestling pushed back. You know, we just got a couple of wrestlers back over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
So it's been unusual, but we're glad to get to play this year.
You know, we're talking to Richie Brooks, the head baseball coach at Benjamin Russell High School over in Alexander City. Richie, just tell me, you know, we got, you know, you're talking about guys just coming back and getting in and schedules kind of getting bunched up. And we've had a lot of different changes and shakeups throughout the high school athletic association, not only in our state, but throughout the country. There are some things about baseball you'd like to change or you'd like to see change. What might that be?
There's two big things, and with us in Alabama that I would like to see change. I think the majority of the baseball coaches would like to see change. You know, one is, you know, we're grateful to get to start, you know, our season. We have better weather than a lot of states. But at the same time, I don't think we're trying to get kids to play more sports because we're pushing sports into each other, and it becomes very difficult to separate them. You know, I just mentioned we're getting kids from basketball. A couple other schools are getting them. Wrestling. They're running into each other a little bit. I'd like to see us have a March 1st start date for when we can play baseball. And that would mean, you know, pushing the season back a little bit. Let us have practice time in January, you know, when we come back in January. Because, like I said, you're going to get rained out for an entire week. It's going to happen.
That's right.
And it'll happen again to us. So you lose that time to practice out on the field, you know, with your kids, and that's what we should be working on is, you know, as we develop them, they continue to become better players, but also it helps them have a better opportunity to make it through the year from a health standpoint. If you're not practicing and training, then, you know, it becomes more susceptible to injury. So I'd like to see us move it back March 1st. I'd like to see us go to, instead of 5 weeks of playoffs, we have a great playoff system, 2 out of 3. Baseball is not a single-game sport. I'd like to see us go to something similar to college, and I think it's very doable. We could go to a mini regional with 4 teams from various areas, and then we could go to a super regional with the same, and then you end up in Montgomery, and you do it in 3 weeks. And I think that would bring excitement to baseball. I know me as a fan, if we're not in it and we're not playing, I would go to one of those mini regionals or super regionals because I get to see teams I never get to see all year.
That's right.
And so you get to see them at one site. You know, and it's doable. It'll be still taking doing, and baseball is a sport that's affected by weather, of course. And you'd have to work around some obstacles, but we work around them every year when we go to Montgomery for the state finals. You know, there's rain there then too. There's rain throughout the 5 weeks of playoffs. So I think it's something that we need to look at, and it's very doable. I'd also like to see us commit to either larger areas or region play. Because right now, this year, Benjamin Russell High School, we're going to play 4 games that matter for us. 4 games. And that's not a lot.
No.
I mean, our season's going to be based off 4 baseball games, whether we go to the playoffs, whether we don't go to the playoffs. And I just think it would promote more rivalries and promote better, you know, competitiveness if we have more teams that we had to play in order to secure a spot in the playoffs. You can still have the same amount of teams in the playoffs. You can still have 4 from a region. Go to class. You have 2 right now from an area. So that's something that I'd really like to see that we look at and maybe go to in the future.
I think that is a great idea. I think those are 2 very great suggestions right there. Visiting with Benjamin Russell head coach Richie Brooks. Coach, we've only got about 60 seconds left here, but I got to ask you real quick. I know you and Coach Moore go way back. All right, I'm gonna throw you on the spot here real quick. What is your favorite story about Coach Moore at Lassiter?
Well, there's a lot we can't repeat.
I didn't know that was coming.
And that's for both of us. But I'll just say this. Mark Lasser is one of the finest gentlemen I know. I was very fortunate to get hired at Benjamin Russell with a really good group of people, you know, mainly Coach Savarese, who hired me. And I've been there for a long time. This will be the end of my 29th year there when I get through this year. And I was very fortunate to start with the coaches that I started with. They kind of taught me how to coach. And Mark being one of them, he was always energetic and always ready to go. And I'm sure he and Coach Lazenby are still going at it at Bayside doing the same thing.
Yep.
Well, I want to tell you, it's been a pleasure having you on today. Good luck the rest of the year. Maybe we'll get you back on the show here. And I know you're going to have fun today watching your son play ball.
Thank you very much. Anytime, I'd be love to come on again. Thank you for what you do.
All right, there you go.
Hey, Rich, tell Debbie hello for us. We love you, pal.
All right, love you too, man. See you guys.
All right, there you go. Head baseball coach for Benjamin Russell, Richie Brooks. Great guy. Great guy. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll keep the great guy thing running. We got Dennis Hayford from the FCA. He's up next right here on the Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lantern's Prep Sports Report. The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane Pine. And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lantern Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. Got to tell you about our good friend, Chris Garris, at Premier Collision. They are located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama. They got good quality parts, a professional staff, and the best prices in town. See our friend Chris Garris, or give him a call at 251-478-4500. Glad all of you are with us right here on the Prep Sports Report. I'm sitting in for the big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland. My name is Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Glassiter. And then we just throw a number out, 89.
Everybody knows who it is.
That's all you have to do. That's all you got. 89. There he is, 89. Hey, we got to go to our phone lines right now. We have one of our special friends on. He is one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. Probably the world's best motivator. And I'm very happy to call him a friend, for sure. He's the Southern Alabama FCA Area Director, Dennis Hayford. Dennis, how you doing, my man? Have we got Dennis with us?
Hey, buddy, I'm here. Oh,
okay, there you are. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Look, we got a lot to get into in this segment here, but can I share a story? Can I just share a motivating story real quick about Dennis? And, Mark, I think you'll love this, and certainly, 89, you'll probably remember this. We are up in Sylacauga at Farm Links playing an FCA tournament. We've advanced to the second round, if you will. And a lot of guys up there, a lot of great guys up there playing. Well, me and Russ are in a car together. Me and 89 are in a car together. And we're kind of going back and forth. Kind of what you see here today, Mark, okay? Kind of what you've been seeing today. And Dennis Hayford gets up, he puts on a great speech in front of everybody. So everybody starts to go out to their holes. And Dennis kind of looks at us and he says, hold on just a minute. He comes over, puts his hand on the cart, and then he puts his three fingers, and he points them straight down. Okay? Points them straight down. And he said, guys, I just want to tell you, it's not about me. Okay? And the three fingers look like an M. It's not about me. And he takes them, he rolls them up. He says, it's about we. Looks like a W. Okay? Looks like a Boy Scout now. It's about we. All right? Why don't you make it about we and not me? Come on, 89. Y'all go have fun.
Wait, he was pointing at you, Randy. Dennis wasn't pointing at me.
Y'all were going back and forth, kicking at each other. And I just thought, I need to drop my me to we story on.
Oh, that was absolutely the perfect thing you could have done right there. But it's always great to have you on. Look, you got a big tournament coming up. We mentioned it. It's the Southern Alabama FCA Spring Golf Classic. It happens on Tuesday, May the 4th. We've got a little time. We're asking folks to go ahead and put that on their schedule. It'll be at Steelwood Country Club, one of the beautiful, beautiful golf courses right here, not just along the Gulf Coast, but in the United States. And you do such a great job. The whole gang at the FCA does a great job with this. Tell us a little bit more about it, Dennis.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. Yeah, Rick Gehr and his guys at Steelwood do a great job hosting us. There are not many tournaments that are held out there. We're very grateful that we have that partnership. So it gives our guys, supporters of FCA, an opportunity to play in a very competitive tournament that raises money for FCA. And by competitive, I mean scrambles are competitive and all the other scrambles, but ours, as you mentioned, Randy, is a qualifier for our state tournament, which happens in Sylacauga at FarmLinks. So we have to be pretty tight on handicaps and things like that. And as you play, because only the top six, top three gross, top three net teams can advance to the state tournament, where they will play against teams from Dothan and Birmingham, Huntsville, Montgomery, all around. So it is it's a fun, competitive tournament that raises money for a great cause.
Absolutely, no question about it. We're visiting with Southern Alabama FCA Area Director Dennis Hafer. Dennis, 89's got to throw something at you here in just a second, but I got to love, you're talking about the handicaps, and this is really important, and it's as you're looking at forming the teams here, it says each golfer must have their USGA handicap or approximate score on 18 attested by a PGA or another golfer and God, okay? You're not cheating. You're not cheating in this one right here, all right? I think that's perfect right there, all right? So good stuff right there. 89?
Hey, Dennis. Yeah. But, you know, Randy, you got to remember, you know, Dennis, you know, we have his following, but he does a great job, you know, for FCA, and he keeps everybody straight. And
There's no question about
it. But
that.
We have to keep him straight, too. You know, we have to keep him on the straight and narrow. You know, he has to wear crimson every now and then, so.
Oh no!
There it is.
I do have a crimson.
There it is.
FCA shirt.
He does, Randy. And you know, and speaking of handicaps, Randy, you know, last time I asked Dennis, you know, what his handicap was, he said woods and irons.
Well, there you go. And let me tell you something. The boy can play some golf. I've had the opportunity, and Dennis can. He can get around the course pretty well. Dennis, talk about – now, you've got not only a morning round, but you also have an afternoon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is a – thank you for getting us refocused back on the golf.
I have to. You know 89 takes us in a different direction from time to time.
Lord have mercy.
you got options when you play in the FCA tournament. You can play at 8 o'clock. We have an 8 o'clock group. Then we have lunch, and then we have a 1:30. And you really, both flights will fill up. This is, we've sold out this golf tournament the last 3 or 4 years. And the cool part, Randy, is we stop at 38. We will only do 19 teams in the morning and 19 teams in the afternoon out of respect for our ministry partner schedules. You know, we don't want to be that tournament where you come and there's, you know, they got two teams on each tee box and you're out there for 6 hours. That's not us. You come, if you play at 8, you'll be finishing up about 11:30 or 12. And then we have, Steelwood puts on a steak, it's filet mignon. Did that just happen? Did I just say filet mignon?
You just said filet mignon.
You barely said it, Dennis. Don't think.
But you got it out. You got it out.
Right.
Let me just mention this, Dennis. It used to be where they just piled the steaks up. You went in there and just grabbed you one, right? Until they saw Russ taking three at one time, and they said,
"I had four. I didn't want them to go to waste." Okay.
We have video documentation.
That's exactly
of that.
Right.
And so now they have somebody guarding the table, making sure it's one piece of meat per person.
There is no doubt. hey, look here.
At an FCA
meet. I know. Just take it.
Hey, God wants us to be full, guys. He wants us to be full.
Yes.
But you're right, though.
It takes more to fill up some people than others.
And some people are – well, never mind. Hey, Dennis, listen, now, folks want to go ahead and get signed up for this. Again, this is going to happen on Tuesday, May the 4th at Steelwood. How do they do that?
Yeah, we just opened registration last week, and I think we're already at 8 or 10 teams.
Great.
So it'll fill up.
and you can go to register, you can go to SouthAlabamaFCA.org and sign up, become a, we need gold sponsors.
Right.
We've got, that's $1,500 that gets you a free team, and the gold sponsorships are wonderful. Whole sponsorships, so if you're a team and you're going to sign up a team, go ahead and tack on a sponsorship to the students and coaches of Southern Alabama. We'll appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Of course, you got a great title sponsor in Spring Hill Toyota, and I know you really appreciate their sponsorship as well. Dennis, we've only got about 2 minutes left here, and I wanted to go back and talk. You mentioned coaches just a few moments ago. You just had something with a bunch of coaches. Tell us about your retreat.
Yes, thank you. Before I do that, Spring Hill Toyota and Thompson Wealth Management has just recently jumped in. So those are two big sponsors.
Nice.
For the golf tournament. And then what you mentioned, Randy, we just had our second annual Coach's Time Out, which is our name for our coach and spouse marriage retreat. And I'm very grateful to Coach Lassiter and Coach Cleveland for promoting it on their show. We sold it out, Mark.
That's awesome.
We sold it out. About 4 weeks out, we were full. And we did it at Orange Beach and had 40 couples. And we get sponsors, so what is about a $700 value, they only have to pay $99.
Wow.
Wow.
And they come, and we just pour into them throughout the weekend. You come on campus, you get this really nice goodie bag with FCA swag and books for your marriage and coupons to eat places. And then we bring in, I mean, the best of the best when it comes to husband and wife speakers and issues. And at a marriage conference, you talk about, you know, marriage principles. But at the Coach's Time Out, we talk about marriage principles that pertain directly to the coach and his spouse, because they lead unique lives. We give our kids to them. They're incredible influencers. But everybody, they work long hours. Everybody thinks they can do it better than them. You know,
absolutely.
You've never felt that way, have you, Coach Lassiter?
I've never felt that way. Never heard that in my entire life.
And people don't mind saying it.
That's true.
That is a unique lifestyle that puts pressure on marriages. So at our Coach's Time Out, we were able to apply those biblical marriage principles to coaches, and we got wonderful feedback. So we're going to do it every year.
Coach, I want to tell you, that's absolutely wonderful. You got 15 seconds, Russ.
Hey, Coach, I mean, you know, those coaches' retreats, you know, you remember us kids under coaches, too. We went through that as well.
Yeah, being the son of a coach.
That's right. That's
true.
Right.
So those guys lead unique lives, and we want to encourage them any way we can.
Dennis, I got to tell you, always fun to have you on with us, and we encourage folks to go to SouthAlabamaFCA.org. Again, SouthAlabamaFCA.org. Get registered. Help. You can just throw a donation in there for the FCA. Great job. Hey, looking forward to having you on our show again many, many times there, big guy.
Hey, look forward to it. Love you guys.
Take care,
Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, all you do, buddy. Thank
there
you,
you
all
go.
You do.
Dennis Hayford right there. All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk a little Alabama football. Jake Coker, he's up next right here on the Prep Sports Report.
Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
I'm telling you, there it is again. Little Steely Dan. Throw a little Boss Skaggs in there. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lantern Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. I'm Randy Bergen, sitting in for Coach Rick Cleveland. He is on assignment in Pensacola at the Pensacola Catholic Invitational Tennis Match going on there. By the way, to let you know, the UMS Wright boys won yesterday, 7-2 over Niceville. The UMS Wright girls lost to Niceville. So we wish them the best of luck today, for sure. All right, Coach Mark Laster hanging out with us as well as usual. He is the co-host of this show. And Big 89, Big 89. That's all we know him by is 89. I think his name is Russ Wood, but we just know him by 89.
thanks, Randy.
There you go, Russ.
We don't know Randy's last name.
There you go. You don't. It's a fake one. It is a fake one. I can promise you. Okay. Hey, I got to tell you, we're going to talk a little football, and we're going to talk a little golf, and we do it with a guy that pretty familiar with Alabama football. Won a championship at the University of Alabama, 2015. Quarterback Jake Coker on our line with us. Jake, how you doing, pal?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I know it's a busy Saturday for you. You're getting set. You got something coming up real soon on Thursday, the Alabama A-Club Classic. Tell us a little bit about it. I know you got some available spots right now.
Yeah, you know, B.J. Stabler called me this year and asked me to help out with it. And, you know, I'm obviously a part of the A-Club. I've always been supportive of what they do. I think they're very helpful for, you know, former players and also providing scholarship opportunities for kids. And so, you know, when BJ called me, I jumped right in. And we're playing Thursday at Rock Creek, and we've got about a little over 70 golfers so far trying to get, you know, in that 96 to 100 range. So still got a few spots left. If doesn't matter who you pull for or, you know, what your kind of allegiance is, we just want as many guys out there to, you know, support what the A-Club is doing.
Hey, Jay, it's Russ Wood. I appreciate you doing all that for us down here, and I talked to BJ this week as well. And tell folks, I think they can call the number on the brochure, the 205-532-6032, if they want to get involved. Or you got a local number maybe they can call?
I do not. Okay. That phone number on that brochure, you call that number and they'll be able to work it out and get you signed up, you know, right then, right there.
Okay, good deal. And also, if they want to email, if they're an emailer, aclub@ia.ua.edu, and we'd love to have anybody and everybody that wants to come out and visit. And Bob Bumhauer is going to be doing our lunch, Coach, and Randy, you know, we're going to have some good food, you know, how we like good food.
Well, there's no doubt that you do, and it certainly shows. And if you would, go ahead. If you would, give me that. That didn't. That went by fast. give me that number again, Russ.
Okay, it's 205-532-6032.
We encourage. Let me tell you, it's a lot of fun, Jake. We were out at Magnolia. I guess that wasn't last year. Was about 2 years ago.
Yeah, we played with Jake.
And you were out there. Of course, you were riding around with one of our very good friends, Dr. McCullough. And let me tell you guys, we watch TV. We watch golfers on TV, and Bryson DeChambeau, he can pipe it out there. Let me tell you about Jake Coker.
That's right.
All right. Oh my goodness, boy, you can get it out there now. There's no question about that.
Yeah, the difference, though, is that Bryson actually knows where the ball is going.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well,
I mean, when I swing, people at the clubhouse better be ready to duck.
There you go. Hey, Jake, man, look, we're looking forward to it and getting out there on Thursday. Again, that phone number, Russ?
205-532-6032, or your. If you want to call the station, they can get in touch with me or Jake, or I'll give them my number too, Randy and Jake. And we, you know, we'd just love to have anybody and everybody support A Club, and that's for all sports. A Club's for all sports, not just, you know, Jake and I are football players. We want all sport. You know, it's an alumni association, and you know, BJ does a great job, and we're just trying to help support, you know, all the athletes, the former athletes.
And whenever you say BJ, you're talking about BJ Stabler. So, Mark, right. I know you got something for Jake.
Yeah, Jake, yeah, I don't know if I've ever even had – I've watched you play high school ball, and I watched you play college ball. And this is an old coach from a distance, okay? So I'm just going to tell you something I really respect about you is the fact that you went through your high school career, did a great job, went into college, and, buddy, you know, we saw what some guys at Alabama, quarterbacks at Alabama have done. You know, Jalen, you know, he got beat out and then he stayed and then came in and, you know, got a great game in the SEC championship. Yada, all these things are great leaders. Jake Coker had already done that at Alabama. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember watching Jake his last year there, the national championship run. And, buddy, I'm going to tell you something. I was never proud of a quarterback, more proud than I was that year watching you take that football team and put them under your wing as a leader of that bunch, And I still believe it was done at Texas A&M that afternoon on the sideline. I don't know who you ran over, but you ran over some dude. But just an Alabama fan and an old football coach, we appreciate the kind of person that you are and what you mean to the sport of football, but to sport in general, and teaching young kids how it's supposed to be done and done right.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I mean, that really does mean a lot. You know, heck, in Alabama, you got the kind of support system, and I mean, just the good people you want to play for and play around. I mean, my teammates that year were—that's a team you never forget, and you know, you'd want to run through a brick wall for them. So, I don't know. It was just I wanted to put everything I had into it, and just playing in Alabama. I mean, that meant, you know, more to me than anything. So, I didn't want to have any regrets walking off the field the last time. That's for sure. And thankfully, it all worked out. But I really appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jake, man, thank you for taking time to be with us. And let's try to get you back on when we got some more time, and we can get deep into football. All right.
Oh yeah, y'all let me know. I'd love to.
All right, buddy. There you go, Jake Coker, right there. The Alabama A Club Classic coming up on Thursday. For more information, Russ.
205.
Keep going.
532.
He had to adjust his glasses.
That's right.
He did.
532.
There you go.
6032, and Nick. Binus is the guy that would probably answer the phone, and we're glad to sign anybody and everybody up.
Everybody we can. Hey, real quick, guys, I want to remind you, Braxton Counts, all right? He's teamed up with Jimmy Duncan, who is a 30-year congressman, and they can help anyone with governmental affairs. They have a great influence in Montgomery and in Washington, so many people rely on either the state or federal government for their businesses, and Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people. So if you find yourself in need of working with Montgomery or Washington, D.C., contact Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900. Man, I'm going to tell you what, this first hour has been fun. Benjamin Russell, head baseball coach Richie Brooks, was on with us. Of course, Southern Alabama FCA area director Dennis Hayford and Jake Coker on. That was a lot of fun. First hour come and gone. Second hour, we're going to head up to Montgomery. We're going to talk with PGA head golf professional at Wind Lakes Golf and Country Club in Montgomery, Steve Cutler. He's going to be on to talk about high school golf and a big tournament coming up, Coach, that you and your team will be a part of. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Kevin Moeller, Vice President and Director of Marketing for the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center in Daphne. All right, a lot of things going on in the second hour. You stick right there. Don't go anywhere. I'm Randy Bergen with Coach Mark Glaster, Big 89, Russ Wood. We're hanging out with you on a Saturday morning. It is the Prep Sports Report, live from Mobile, Alabama.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
And a big good morning to you, and welcome to the Charleston Gaslander Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located right here in Mobile, Alabama. So glad to have you with us in this second hour. Coach Rick Cleveland is on assignment. He's actually at a tennis meet in Pensacola. I'm Randy Bergen sitting in for him. And, of course, you know and recognize the voice of Coach Mark Glaster. Coach, that first hour was a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun in this second hour.
Oh, man, yeah, I loved it. First hour went by in a hurry. Had some great guys on here and talking about a lot of different stuff.
Yep.
Some baseball, some golf, some football, you know, FCA, can't beat it, you know. I remember, Ralph Watson, our basketball coach and assistant football coach at Bayside, is our FCA sponsor. And, you know, he tells our guys all the time, he goes, no better way to start the day than with FCA.
that's it right there. And everybody knows him just by his number, 89.
Especially when there's Chick-fil-A for the meeting.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. That's right.
You'd be surprised how many kids show up. You put a biscuit on the table.
And a little jelly.
Now,
Coach, did you notice? Okay. Anytime you introduce Russ, he goes straight into talking about food.
Well, there's a biscuit over there next to you, Randy, that you did not
you
share.
You didn't bring the rest of us.
He didn't share. So, Ian grabbed that biscuit for
him.
Oh,
did.
My goodness.
And, you know, did you watch him eat it?
I know, right?
It was like we're going to reach over and grab it or something.
Hey, right in front of us. He was like smiling with it in his mouth.
Oh, my goodness. And it sure is good. It sure is good. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, I don't get even. I get ahead.
That's
there you
right.
go.
That's right.
There you go.
Oh, we got a lot to get into. Got a lot to get into this hour for sure. Hey, got to say congratulations to Williamson. They have hired a new head football coach, former Aliceville head football coach Melvin Pete. Is now the head coach there at Williamson. So congratulations to him. And they got a new head coach, I think, basketball also. Shemery Hunter adds athletic director to his job title. So the basketball coach there. And getting a little extra. Getting a little extra now as athletic director. Mm-hmm. All right. We were talking about Coach Cleveland, and he is out today. He is actually in Pensacola for the Pensacola Catholic Invitational. Yesterday, the girls of UMS lost to Niceville. The boys won over Niceville 7-2, so he's back over there today in the semifinal, I believe, is what he's doing. So good luck. Good luck to him. Another little note, Coach, some of the nation's top junior tennis players competing today and through Wednesday at Mobile Tennis Center in the Spring National Junior Championship. Future pros in one of the strongest fields in recent history. Every state represented in Mobile this week. So that if you get a chance, you may want to go watch some fantastic tennis. And high school basketball going on.
Yeah, you know, the state championships from the Alabama High School Athletic Association are wrapping up today. I'm going to run down the scores that I have, or the state champions that I have. In girls, 1A was Skyline High School, won the state championship. Boys was Otagaville. Otagaville finished 30-0.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's very hard to do. In 2A, today they're playing Hatton versus Pisgah at 9 a.m. and Lynette versus Midfield at 11:30 today in 2A boys and girls basketball. In girls 3A, Prattville Christian wins the state championship. And
congratulations to them.
Absolutely. Boys 3A was kind of a unique deal. Fife won the state championship, which means they won it in football and now basketball. Their coach is retiring after the game. He goes out as state champion and winner. And the team that they beat in the finals was Montgomery Catholic, who they also beat in football for the state championship.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
That really is.
So, anyway, I thought that was pretty unique. But congratulations to Fife and also to for Montgomery Catholic. What a great year they've been having, I mean, in all their sports. In 4A, Rogers High School from Florence, Alabama, the girls win. And Anniston wins the 4A boys state championship. In 5A, Carver, Birmingham girls win. In 5A, boys, Lee of Huntsville are state champions. In 6A, Hazel Green wins their fourth straight state championship in girls, and Mountain Brook wins it again in boys. This one was in 6A. I think last year they were in 7A, I think.
They dropped.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, them and McGill both dropped.
Right, that's correct. In girls 7A, the state champions were Hoover, and in boys, Oak Mountain of Birmingham are your 7A state basketball champions. So basketball winding up today, and you know, it's the 6th of March, and as Richie Brooks was talking earlier, you know, we're glad they're getting all these sports in, but, man, they are. Football runs a long time, basketball, yeah, and then the spring sports run. Like softball, I don't think softball ends to the middle of or maybe even later in May.
In May, yeah.
You know, it's really a long time. But I think there's some ways, and that's what Coach was talking about, was finding ways to improve it so that we can still get all this great competition and great state championship venues, but to do it in a more concise manner, hopefully, and find a way to so we can get more kids playing more sports.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, all the seasons who come together in small schools, like, you know, all of us played football with Elba, and the last game we played in football, the next Monday we were playing basketball.
Right.
And then halfway through basketball, we started had to go hit baseballs, you know, and they're so squeezed up in small teams, you have the same athletes playing the same
sports. And that's what you find in your smaller schools, you know, and you see it right there at Bayside. How many years? You've been there for a number of years, and as soon as football's over with, you go straight to basketball. You got to wait for basketball to get through with baseball, but blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on.
You know what's really crazy, Russ? I know you remember this. Back in when I first started coaching, we were at Benjamin Russell in the mid-'80s, and we had – football season ended and basketball and wrestling season went in the winter, and indoor track was in the wintertime. And so, like,
what was indoor track?
Well, I don't know.
We didn't have it in Elba.
But
Elba, their outdoor track was chasing goats.
Our outdoor track at Ben Russell back then was Cinder.
We swam in the Pea River, baby.
What I'm saying was, at that time, we would finish wrestling season on usually the second Saturday in February. So Sunday we'd have a spring training football meeting, and Monday started spring training football. Now, the problem was if you were a wrestler that played baseball and played football, you're a three-sport guy, he would come, and Richie was a part of that. We had to work it around with all that. The football guys would practice from like 3 o'clock until 5. If you were a baseball player, then you left at about 5, and coach held off his baseball practice to 5:30. They would practice baseball from 5:30 to 7:30, 8 o'clock, and that went on for 3 weeks, 15 days back in February.
Wow.
And that's just the way it was done. Wow. Now, it was a lot of give and take between the football coach and the baseball coach, just trying to make it all work. But you talk about putting a taxation on some kids. That was pretty tough.
That's why Coach Bryant wouldn't allow dual sports. Because if you could play two sports, there would be nobody in the spring. The baseball team would be full.
That's right. Nobody goes to spring training.
I play baseball.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's good stuff. All right, we got coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk with the PGA head golf professional at Wind Lakes Golf and Country Club. They're in Montgomery. Steve Cutler, he's going to be on. And, Coach, y'all are going to be going up playing in that tournament that he's going to be telling us about.
Yeah, it's a great tournament. We've been going for years. Held at Wind Lakes in Montgomery. Wind Lakes
played
Country
there
Club.
many times.
Beautiful course, and they just do a great job. It's sponsored by some really good folks there that really take care of the players and coaches while you're there.
I got to tell you a quick story. So I'm working with this company, and I'm because it's in Montgomery. If I say the name, people will recognize the name. But I'm playing with the owner's son, and his name is Greg. I'll tell you that. And we're playing Wind Lakes. Big Auburn guy. I'm a big Alabama guy. We have this big match, just the two of us, and we have our own caddies, right? Oh. I got a guy that's an Alabama fan. He's got a guy that's an Auburn fan. Anyway, man, we're going back and forth. We get to the last hole, number 18. You got that water right there on the left, and that green kind of goes from back to front.
Yeah.
And I'm down one going into the last hole. Know I got to win this thing. Just know I have to win it. Just to tie it, because what had our deal was, you had to wear the other person's clothing, basically either right. Alabama or Auburn. You had to wear it for a week. Okay, everywhere you went, you had to wear it. So I mean, I was panicking. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was panicking. So we hit our drive, and I got a pretty nice drive down there. I hit my second shot to get it on the green. I'm probably about 20 feet from the pin. Greg, he's about 5 yards ahead of me. And me and my caddy, Dave, we're looking at each other, and we're saying, and we look up and we say, Coach Bryant, if you're in heaven, make that ball go in the water. Next thing you know, ploop, in the water, I win, we tie.
I know the backside of that story. I lost a bet like that one time, and at the Christmas party, I had to read the Auburn alma mater.
There you go.
They made me land on a chair.
We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk with PGA head professional at Wind Lakes Golf and Country Club, Mr. Steve Cutler. He's on the Prep Sports Report right after this.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lander Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. I got to tell you about our good friend Chris Garris at Premier Collision. They are located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama. They got good quality parts, a professional staff, and the best prices in town. See our friend Chris Garris or give them a call at 251-478-4500. Randy Bergen sitting in for Coach Cleveland today. Of course, Coach Mark Glassiter here with us in Big 89. Russ Wood hanging out with us in the studios. And, guys, it's time to go to Montgomery. And we're going to talk to a guy that loves golf. There is absolutely no question about it. And what a beautiful, beautiful golf course he is at as PGA head golf professional at Windlace Golf and Country Club in Montgomery. Mr. Steve Cutler on the line with us in just a moment. We're efforting to get him. We'll have him up and talk about something that you're going to be a part of, Mark. It's the 29th annual. 29 years they've been doing this, the Blue Gray High School Invitational.
Yeah, it's a great tournament. You know, we've been fortunate enough to be in this tournament. I think for the last 8 or 9 years we've gone, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great time for our kids, because one of the best things about it is when you play in golf tournaments, you get out there and you compete with one another, and it's an individual sport, but you score team points, you know, by how you play.
Right.
And so everything kind of works together. And so Monday night after we have a round, we'll tee off Monday morning at 10 o'clock, play all day on Monday. Monday evening, then after the round's over, we'll go back and grab a shower at the hotel and come back to the country club. And there will be a dinner that they provide for us. And there'll be a speaker. And I don't know who the speaker is this year. We kind of usually it's a surprise for us. And they'll bring somebody in, a college coach. Maybe a tour professional of some sort.
Or maybe Big 89.
That's Big 89.
That's right, baby.
But guys who come in and tell a story of some sort to help kids become better golfers and enjoy, not only enjoy what they're doing at that moment, but what they can enjoy in the future.
Well, let's go to our phone lines right now. We do have PGA head golf professional at Windlace Golf and Country Club in Montgomery, Steve Cutler, on the line with us. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we are doing fantastic. We're sitting here talking about the 29th annual Blue Gray High School Invitational Golf Tournament. 29 years it's been going on, and listen, just a tournament. Coach, one that you really like, playing at a beautiful, beautiful golf course, Windlace, one that I'm very familiar with. Tell us, you got a lot of teams in there. Tell us about some of the teams.
Yeah, we're excited this year. We've got 25 different teams representing schools from literally every corner of the state. We go all the way down to the coast with KMS Wright and Bayside, and then move all the way up to Christian up Shoals, off to Birmingham, Auburn, Tuscaloosa County, Montgomery, here, so I mean, Dothan. We look at them all covered the state, and we're looking at some of the better. We'll have folks, like I said, UMS Wright has one of the most times, but Auburn's coming, Mountain, Spain Park, Hoover. So we're excited about the quality of golf we see this week.
Well, and Coach, I know you're going to say something, but and certainly UMS has won a number of times,
yes,
in this.
Yeah.
They had Bobby back there, Bobby Wyatt, you know, all the good ones, Robbie Shelton, Joseph Sakara, all those guys. But let me just say congratulations to you, Coach Mark Laster. In 2015, Bayside Academy won this.
Yeah, we were real fortunate there. We had William Bull on the team that
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. Went on to Arkansas.
If I remember correctly, Steve, you may remember. I don't know if you – I think it was the second day he started on number 1 or 10. I can't remember where he started. He went and he double bogeyed right off the first hole, and then he went 8 birdies in a row. Ended up shooting a 64, I think, on
wow.
the day. But
wow.
Yeah, but Coach – Steve, tell us a little bit about this tournament, kind of what is it all about? What was the mission when these guys put this thing together years ago?
Absolutely. So the tournament was the idea of two gentlemen here in town, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Ross, the founder and his family still on great Swinburne Scouts and Country Club, and Mr. Ross was a gentleman that worked with the city around the state, and he was influential here in Montgomery. And was there just trying to help golf trophy after them.
We're kind of losing you just a little bit here, Steve. I don't know with the phone there. Maybe we need to try Philip. Maybe we can try to get back in touch with him. He is just breaking up a little bit. But he was telling us that story. I think that's an interesting story, how they got started with this. And I want to hear how the story finishes, if you want to know the truth.
I'd love to get Steve, can you hear us?
I can.
Hey, Philip, why don't we try to reconnect with Steve real quick? All right, let's do that, and maybe we get a little bit better signal. But going through, you're talking about William Buell. You've been there many, many times, and the course is always, always in great shape. They've done some renovations to that over the course of the years, and just a wonderful place to go play. As I mentioned, played up there many, many times.
It is a great course, and the fellas they got running that thing are wonderful. It's fun for me. I was taking around, and we tee off at 10 Monday, and then around 11:45, you see some of the guys who just come help out. They walk outside with their hot dogs and the hamburgers and the buns, and they put the grill out there, and that's when it really gets fun.
I was going to say, you know, Wind Lakes, I've played it a couple of times. My mom lives up there, but clubhouse food's pretty good, too.
It is. It is.
Yeah, this is a special place. Yeah, there is no question about it, for sure. Now, we're still efforting to get Steve on. Hopefully we can get him back with a clear signal. But now, Coach, y'all will leave on Sunday, right? You'll leave tomorrow.
Yes, we leave tomorrow morning about 10.
And I believe we have Steve back on with us now. Let's see if we do. Steve, are you back?
I'm back. Sorry
okay,
about that, guys.
That's all right.
Perfect. We're talking with PGA head golf professional at Wind Lakes Golf and Country Club in Montgomery, Steve Cutler, talking about the 29th annual Blue Gray High School Invitational Golf Tournament. And you were we kind of lost you right there as you were telling the story of how this kind of came together.
Yeah. So the two gentlemen, Jim Wilson Jr. and Philip Roth, were kind of the two behind it, and they've set up just the golf tournament. And Mr. Wilson donated his golf course at the time, and Mr. Roth got the city of Montgomery to help donate Lagoon Park. For a long time, we played one round on each of those golf courses. And that was just their way of contributing back to the community, but also just to high school golf. And the first idea was we wanted to have one of the largest, most competitive southeastern United States regional high school tournaments. And obviously, we ran into issues with different state athletic associations agreeing on how things would be done. So we quickly realized that Alabama and Georgia and Florida and Tennessee and all that, they weren't going to behave. So we focused just on just keeping it inside the Alabama borders. But we certainly did not want it to be something only for small A schools or large A schools. We wanted it to be representative of high school golf in the state. Sometimes they're going to be from smaller schools, and sometimes they're going to be from bigger schools. And that's what we've focused on, and it's got a good run of, like you talked about, with some of the players that we've had in the past and some of the teams and some of the coaches, and that's who we're really, really thankful for, is just the folks that on a day-to-day basis see the kids and encourage them to continue to play the game of golf.
Steve, we only got about a minute left here, but let me just compliment the staff there and the golf course. It's a wonderful, wonderful golf course to play, but y'all sacrifice 3 or 4 days here where you've kind of shut down your golf course for these high schoolers, and that is big. There's a lot of golf courses nowadays with all the play going on that would not do that, and we just got to compliment y'all on taking and doing something like this.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. We don't do it for that. We're just happy to see the kids come out and play golf and hopefully come back and see us as parents and grandparents later on one day.
Let me ask you one final question here, visiting with Steve Cutler of Wind Lakes in Montgomery. Steve, if folks want to come out, will parents and grandparents, are they allowed to come out and walk the golf course and follow their child or grandchild?
Absolutely. We look forward to having spectators. Unfortunately, we can't do carts because the kids use them to shuttle themselves out, but we are always encouraged to have spectators.
Well, that is great stuff. Well, look, congratulations again, and I know you are looking for a great tournament. Hopefully the weather will be like it has been. This is golf weather, guys.
Absolutely.
And there's not a more beautiful place to go play golf than Wind Lakes. Steve, thank you for taking time to be with us, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Thank you, buddy. See you tomorrow, pal.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Steve Cutler, the PGA head golf professional, Wind Lakes Golf and Country Club in Montgomery. Great place to play. Y'all will have a lot of fun. It is a very scenic place, and I got a lot of memories there. I got a lot of lost golf balls there, too.
I wish I could have seen that day William Bull hit 8 straight birdies in a row.
That's scary right there.
That was unbelievable.
8 birdies.
He ended up with a 64 on the day and had a double bogey to start.
Oh, wow. My goodness. All right, hey, let's take a quick timeout, all right?
We got to get
Russ some water, all right? When we come back, we're going to visit with Kevin Moeller, Vice President and Director of Marketing for the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center in Daphne. Got some stuff to talk to him about. Don't touch that dial. You got to tune in to the Prep Sports Report.
Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Kick it right there, baby. Kick it. Little Boss Gags from 1977.
Sealed degrees.
Man, I love me some Bosque action. Are you kidding me? Hey, welcome.
I had the 8-track, baby.
There you go. There you go. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gaslander Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. I'm Randy Bergen sitting in for Coach Rick Cleland, who is in Pensacola getting set for a tennis match over there at the Pensacola Catholic Invitational. Good luck to UMS, right? As he'll take on, I don't think he told us who he's taking on today, but we wish him the best of luck. Of course, Coach Mark Lassiter here and Big 89. That's all you need to know. 89. Russ Wood hanging out with us. Guys, it's time to go back to our phone lines, and we're going to welcome in a good friend of ours. He's the Vice President and Director of Marketing for the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center in Daphne. Kevin Moeller on the line with us. Kevin, how you doing, pal?
Hey, I'm blessed, Randy. How are you doing?
Man, I'll tell you, if I got any better, I'd be you. I can promise you that. Hey, look. You have got a wonderful tournament. It'll be the second annual tournament coming up. I want you to tell us about this golf tournament, and we're going to talk about the cause for this tournament. But tell us a little about the second annual Tee Time for Autism Golf Tournament fundraiser.
You got it, Randy. So the second annual Tee Time for Autism Golf Tournament is going to be on April the 23rd at Timber Creek Golf Club. We're excited about that. The last one was fantastic. I mean, it was such a great time that we had last year. And so we're excited about the second annual this year. But registration at this, I mean, it's going to be a four-man scramble. The tee time's at 1 p.m. and includes lunch and dinner and a player's party, live entertainment like we had last year, as well as a silent auction. There'll be prizes, cigars, bourbon tasting. I mean, it's going to be an exceptionally good time for a great cause.
You know, what's funny is Kevin, after the tournament, we saw folks, instead of eating, we saw them migrating over the cigars, the bourbon tasting over there.
Over on the backside.
That's true. Like I said, it was a great time.
Oh, my goodness. 89?
Yeah. Hey, Kev, Russ Wood here. Man, what a great event last year that, you know, Christy, we just, you know, and Donna and the committee, you know, it's just been awesome working with those girls and even Randy and some other people. But
thank you.
But anyway, Kevin, we just appreciate all you do for, you know, and what you do. And then what a great event, guys. And if you want to be a part of this event, there's going to be all kinds of, you know, giveaways. We've got great silent auction items, you know, and might even throw in some Auburn, Alabama stuff. You never know.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, last year was such a great time that, I mean, we basically half the group almost had to get escorted out because they were closing down the place before.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a great time. I mean, people were there excited about a great cause and being a part of something special. But the tournament itself was beautiful, and it's going to be a great time as well. We're looking forward to it.
We're visiting with Kevin Moeller of the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center in Daphne, getting set for the second annual tournament coming up in April, and we want you to put that on your schedule. It'll be a lot of fun, I am telling you. Christy Kelly does a great job for y'all as well, your wife. But I want you to tell us about the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center. It is I had the opportunity to tour your facility, and it really is something very, very special that we want people to be aware of.
Absolutely. It is a special place. I mean, I don't know, after traveling the country of us putting this project together over the last decade, I don't know if there's another facility like it anywhere in the country. I mean, it's about a 10,000-square-foot facility that has a variety of different services for the special needs community. And by the way, not just autism. It treats autism, Asperger's, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, ADD, ADHD, sensory processing disorder, you name it. But there's so many different therapeutic services that are offered there, from physical therapy, ABA therapy, which, by the way, the foundation has helped open that ABA therapy up. That's a new division of therapy that we've opened since last year, which is exciting, and it's a great program. It's helping a lot of kids and a lot of families. But we have physical therapy and occupational therapy, and we have a diagnostician. There are a lot of places across the country that have several-year waiting lists be able to get in to get a child diagnosed with different special needs. We're able to because we have our own diagnostician and counseling and psychological team there, we're able to get that process ushered a lot faster to help families. So we literally have had people come drive hours away. Wow. Just to see our diagnostician there at the facility. And we have different programs that we do through our foundation, different events like Sensory Friendly Trick or Treat, where we turn the entire building into a place where kids can come that either maybe they have a wheelchair or maybe they don't like flashing lights or loud noises. They're able to still do trick-or-treat with their family and go through the 10,000-square-foot facility and knock on over 72 doors and go through and have a great time. We do a Century Family photo session. A lot of these families are not able to take Christmas photos because of sensory overload and, you know, crowds and noises. Well, we're able to mitigate that and give them a safe environment where the families can get some photos. We do kids yoga classes. We do summer camps. So it's a big program that we're looking to expand. You know, it's a huge mission that we're passionate about, but we want to expand that mission. And that's the reason why we started the nonprofit organization, to raise money to help with these different causes that are making a big impact in our community.
And Kevin, I'm telling you, y'all do such a great job. And of course, this golf tournament is one of those avenues folks can participate, and you can take those profits and continue to grow. And folks, I would encourage you to go to the website, AmericanAutismCenter.com, AmericanAutismCenter.com. Now, if you'd like more information, you want to talk with Kevin or one of the great staff, you can dial 251-210-1632. Let me give it to you again. 251-210-1632 or AmericanAutismCenter.com. The tournament will be a ton of fun. We're going to be talking a lot about it. We got April the 23rd, so we're what, about 6 weeks away maybe. And this will fill up fast. You had a great, as we talked about, you had a great tournament last year. You got run out of there, and one of the reasons, Coach, you'll love this, one of the reasons that they got kicked out of there, Russ is still eating, okay? Russ is still eating, and it's like, could y'all please take this, whatever this is, and get him out of here?
Hey, Kevin, you remember the barbecue they had that, you know, I mean, and there was so much left over. They did such a great job. It was kind of an a la carte, Coach. I mean, you know, and I thought you could just eat till it was gone, you know.
It was an all-you-can-eat buffet. Hey, we're visiting with Kevin Moeller, the Vice President and Director of Marketing for the American Autism and Rehabilitation Center there in Daphne. And real quick, and final here in closing, you could not do this tournament without some great sponsors, and Unity Fiber has stepped up to become your title sponsor again, and you got USA Ready Mix and Hudson Sandiford over with Zaxby's, of course, Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and Magazine. You can use more. You can use more sponsors. Can always use more sponsors, right?
Absolutely. We have many sponsorships available. Our title sponsor, as you said, with Unity Fiber is taken. We have but a lot of other sponsorships that are available as well, from dinner sponsorships, players party. We have beverage cart sponsorships and hole sponsors that are still available. And so we'd love to have you. If someone's interested in sponsoring that event, we would love to have them there. And we will, I promise you this, we promote our sponsors everywhere.
Yep.
From our website to our email newsletter to our social media following. I mean, we have a big reach, and we want to do well for our sponsors because we appreciate them. We could not function and do what we do without our sponsors. And, we would love to partner with anybody that would love to partner with us.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Y'all do a great job, and this second annual is going to be can't wait for it. I got to be honest with you. Now let me just say, and Coach, my team, we were the winners, okay? And what we are going to do
– professional play with them.
What we're going to do is we are going to have – and let me mention those players real quick. That would be Danny Spivey, myself, Randy Bergen, along with Joey Johnson and Dave Thomas of GolfCritique.com. And what we're going to do, we're having two teams this year, and we are going to have a contest that starts tomorrow on our radio show, Southern Fairways Golf Radio. You can hear it right here on these same stations. We're going to have a winner that will play on our magazine team and a winner that can come play on our radio team. So we're kind of excited about that. We'll tell you the details in the contest tomorrow. But listen, folks, we want you to get set up for this. Yep. AmericanAutismCenter.org. AmericanAutismCenter.org is how you can get more information. And Kevin, thanks for taking time. We are excited for you, and congratulations on it last year. And it'll be a ton of fun.
Well, thank you so much, Randy. Appreciate you having me on. Big 89, always great to talk with you. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, there you go.
Thank
Kevin
Moeller. Thank you all you do, buddy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. He's got a great – hey, listen, that committee is a very good committee. You look at Christy Kelly, Donna Wilhelm, Big 89, you're on there.
Oh, yeah.
Ward Murphy, mm-hmm. Hudson Sandiford. My name's on there, but
– Randy Bergan.
Bergan.
So, Coach, why don't you win that contest to come play with us?
You don't want me playing on golf course.
That's a good point. Let's move on. No.
Hey, let's do move on. Hey, I got a couple shout-outs I want to give to some folks that are really do a lot to support this program.
Yep.
One is my good friend Cecil Christenberry at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, and he's got my son working out there today. I hope you're working him hard, Cecil. But Cecil is a big supporter of this program and supporter of high school athletes and education in our school system in Baldwin County, and just does a great job at Old Time Feed out there. Robert Deneef at Blue Water Millworks just and Marvin Windows, they just do a great job supporting this program and love high school sports, sure. And that's what they do this for, and we appreciate them. And my he's not going to like it when I say this, but my good friend Dr. Robert Robichaux, he is my cardiologist, and one of the
thank
reasons,
goodness for him.
One of the reasons I'm that's walking right. around today, and he loves this show. And really supports it along with at Cardiology Associates and Heart for Athletes, which is an organization that hopefully we're going to be able to talk to next week or the week after and talk about what's going on now as we start seeing the changes starting to get made in the CDC, and we're starting to get toward more of a I saw where Alabama's going to looking to have full capacity.
So restaurants we're and everything
headed toward moving a little bit toward yep. normalcy. Yeah. And when that happens, I know Heart for Athletes kind of not been able to do some things they like to do, like the big deals at high schools where they screen all the kids and they're going to check all their kids' hearts. And they've saved a couple lives doing this.
No
and
doubt.
So we're looking forward to getting them back on our show with us and talk to them. But thank you, all of our sponsors, for what you do for keeping this show on the air.
Absolutely.
As I've told, you know, many people many times, I believe this show has a special message. I really do. We have a lot of fun on here, and we aggravate and we tease, and at the end of the day, it's a faith-based program that wants the best for all of our kids.
Speaking of which, coming up in the next segment, it's your faith segment.
Yes, sir.
And we'll have that. Maybe we could pull a story right at the very end, an Alabama-Auburn story from Russ, all right? Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll wrap up this edition of the Prep Sports Report right after this.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
I'm going to start off today with a verse that I think is pretty apropos for what's going on in our world every day. And it's been getting worse over time. But just some things that I was thinking about. Hebrews 13:16 says, "And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God." I'm going to read you a story that I think I read on here a couple of years ago, but I love this story. It said that it is a true story. Now, I don't have any verification of that. Many of you may have already heard it, but sometimes it's like listening to a good song. You want to hear it over and over again. A Glass of Milk is the name of it. One day, a poor boy who was selling goods from door to door to pay his way through school realized all he had was a dime in his pocket. Nobody was buying his goods, and he was getting very hungry. He decided he would try to barter for some food at the next house. He rang the doorbell, and when a lovely woman answered, he lost his nerve to barter for the food, so he asked only for a drink of water. The woman looked at him and instantly knew he was hungry, so instead of bringing him a drink of water, she brought him a glass of milk. He slowly drank it, and when he finished it, he asked, "How much do I owe you?" She said, "You don't owe me anything. My mother taught us never to accept pay for kindness." He said, "Well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really do appreciate it." When Howard Kelly left the house, he not only felt stronger physically, but his faith in God and good people was renewed. He was ready to give up on both until this had happened. Years later, the young woman became critically ill. The local doctors were baffled. They finally sent her to the big city where they called in a specialist to study her rare disease. Dr. Howard Kelly was called in for the consultation. When he heard the name of the town she came from, A strange feeling came over him. Immediately, he rose and went down the hall to her hospital room. Dressed in his doctor's gown, he went in to see her and recognized her at once. He went back to the consultation room, determined to do his best to save her life. From that day forward, he gave her special attention. After a long struggle, the battle was won. Dr. Kelly requested the business office pass the final bill to him for approval. When he looked at it, then he wrote something on the edge, and the bill was then sent to her. When the woman received the bill, she dreaded opening it because she knew it would take the rest of her life to pay for it all. Finally, as she slowly ripped open the envelope and pulled out the invoice, she looked at it and something caught her attention. On the side of the bill, she read, "Paid in full with one glass of milk."
Wow. That's good. Pass along good things.
You know, today in our lives, we don't do enough of that.
That's exactly right.
You know, I made a mistake this morning. I'm going to tell you, I made a mistake this morning. I saw a man this morning. I had stopped, got up at the crack of dawn. I don't sleep like I used to. Got up and went by to school and went by baseball field to check on a couple things. Then stopped at Waffle House and got me something to eat.
Oh.
Did you really? Thanks for that invite. Yeah. Okay, that's why I'm eating my biscuit over here.
Well, it was 6. It would have been cold. It would have been
cold.
Me and you
are the only one out, man.
It would have been cold when I got here. Don't start on me. Be kind. That's what we're talking about here.
Oh, okay.
Be good. Let me get through it. When we get off there, y'all ridicule.
Kindness leaves after food, okay? Kindness and food, you know.
Can I finish the story? 89? All right, so I see this gentleman walking to the counter, and he is dressed in all his military gear. Mm-hmm. And it hit me before he got, I should have gone up and just said, "Let me have his bill." And I didn't do it. Yeah. I regret that, and I won't let that happen again.
Don't let Laz and me find out.
I know. Laz's probably going to dock my pay. But, you know, it's just something that little things like that.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
It's like in the story, it says it gave him hope in people and in God.
Right.
It gave him a renewed strength, which was able to take him to a different place. And look what he became. A specialist doctor.
You never know who you affect.
That's right.
Being nice is not hard. We make it harder. 89.
Hey, you know, and speaking of that story, and, you know, Randy, we were talking, you know, Auburn, Alabama.
Right.
When I was in high school, you know, wasn't highly recruited. My opportunities were Southern Miss, Troy State, Florida State was talking to me. And we played a high school, and Randy, you've heard this story before, and we played Andalusia High School. Jimmy Sharp was the coach. They had the number one player in the Southeast, a guy named Doug Collins. He had already committed to Alabama. And we played in Elba one night. They had a 57-game winning streak, coach. They had 5 years. They hadn't lost a game. And we upset them that night. All the coaches back then went to games. My dad said there was 25 coaches there that night. And my best friend, Gary Bradshaw, got an opportunity to play at Troy State. We had a little running back, may rest in peace, Don Horsted. We had two other guys get to go to junior colleges and stuff. And from that game, from those guys – to see Doug. 4 days later, I got a call from Coach Bryant and asked me, you know, to come to the University of Alabama.
Wow.
And, you know, I tell young people all the time, I always get a chance, you know, you see a guy that's a five-star, he's got all this accolades, and you're envious of him, you know. And God tells us not to do that, but, you want to be that guy. But the best thing you can do is do your best against that guy. And if everybody's there to watch him – I mean, Randy, how many times have we seen a new golfer come along that played with Tiger Woods in a tournament?
Oh, absolutely.
And he did well because everybody was watching Tiger, and they said, hey, this guy's pretty good
that's
playing.
That's
with
right.
Him. And so you never know. And I think Doug, you know, and for years I didn't appreciate Doug, you know, for being the guy he was. And a lot of my career, my success was because of that night, because of Doug Collins. And sometimes in your life somebody's going to step up. And you want to, you know, you want to make sure you appreciate them and be a part of what God wants us to do.
Absolutely. That's right.
That's good stuff. Guys, it has been fun. It's always fun to sit in here. May I throw a little promo out for my show?
Randy, really? Whatever
yeah,
you
really?
Want.
Thank you.
Coach,
you.
Really?
Yeah.
We ain't talking about golf.
We ain't said anything about golf.
That's right. No.
Not today.
Listen,
not today.
I want you to be sure and join me tomorrow right here on these same stations. We're going to have a lot of fun starting at 11 o'clock for Southern Fairways Golf Show. Tomorrow, I got a great lineup for you. I'm going to have John Drago, one of my good buddies, on. He's the tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. He's going to be on with us. We've been talking about, did you watch yesterday? You watched any golf on TV? down in Orlando. They're playing at Arnie's place, all right? And there's fans back out there. We'll talk with him about fans at the AT&T Byron Nelson. Then we're also going to have – we talk about mind games, and golf is a mental game, all right? We got a guy that's been on TV, been on the Golf Channel for many years. Dr. Greg Steinberg is going to be a part of the show from now on. So we'll talk about the mental game. So we're excited about it. Join us from 11 to 1 tomorrow. Danny is out. I have my good friend, David Musial. He's a general manager and PGA teaching professional at Glen Lakes. He will be on.
Great guy.
Just if the last name Musial stands out to you, he's the great nephew of Stan the Man Musial.
There
right?
you go.
So we'll talk a little about
there
that.
There you go.
Hey, Russ, great job today, man.
Hey, man, appreciate
all
you
right,
having
now
me.
Now you can go get your biscuit.
That's right.
Hey, come on, meet me at Waffle House.
Mountain Dew and a double Whopper.
There
coming,
you go.
Buddy.
Coach, always fun, man.
You
always
too, buddy. Thank you guys for being here today.
Absolutely. Ian, thank you and Philip for producing today.
Good job.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Coach Rick Cleveland will be back next week. I will not be sitting in. Until then, I'm Randy Berger. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. God bless America.